Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
In on the breakaway, McDavid scores!
Honestly, it's just impressive. I don't think my English is good enough to find another word for it right now.
And the century mark has been achieved in game 53.
It solidifies he's one of the top players to ever play the game.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
McDavid, 500 points!
I'm James Neal.
Start on this.
They're trading heavy leather here.
Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers.
Leon Draisaitl, one-timer from an impossible angle!
Fun years are still ahead here in Edmonton.
This is Mike Smith,
Jared Kira.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
Yes, the Puljujärvi back bar and in. Love save made by Smith.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
The Edmonton Oilers clinched the playoff spot.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 Chad.
You're unbelievable.
Oh, we're going a little old school to open up today's show. Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. This is Oilers Now. It is brought to you Monday through Friday by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. All right, let's cut the chase here. Brendan Escott is 37 feet away from me in the 630 Ched main studio. I'm in the boardroom where we called Oilers road games all season long. To what did we owe opening up with that song from the early 1990s?
Oh, can't just be a good day for that. EMF's Unbelievable hits number one on the U.S. singles charts 30 years ago today, 1991.
Wow, I'm getting old. This is Oilers Now again, and it is a Tuesday, which means Sportsnet's Beckmark Spectre for the horses in horse racing Alberta. A reminder that live thoroughbred racing is back at Century Mile Friday and Sunday evenings. Back to full fan access, but you can always watch and wager online as well as HBIBet.com. We will tell you the post time is at 6:15. Speck will join us for an hour. We'll have several storylines for you. The NHL expansion draft is coming up for the Seattle Kraken, which will take place tomorrow. Interesting. I had a couple individuals around the league ask me my thoughts on who I thought would end up going, and we might get into that debate a little bit later on. We'll also tell you that the NHL entry draft takes place Friday and Saturday. And Oilers Radio and 630 Ched is home for live coverage of the 2021 NHL draft. Find out who goes first overall and who the Oilers will end up taking at number 19. Tune in for full coverage of round one beginning at 5 p.m. With Reed Wilkins and myself on Friday. We'll go about 5 to 9 on Friday and then pick things up Saturday for rounds 2 through 7. Of course, the Oilers don't have a second and a third at this stage. And we'll get into it Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. The 2021 NHL Draft brought to you by Scott Arthur Millwork, a legacy of excellence on Oilers Radio, 630 Ched. 630 Ched, the play-by-play voice of both the Edmonton Oilers and the Edmonton Elks. Oilers releasing their preseason sked today. We'll have some thoughts on that coming up on NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing Company, branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. There's an old saying amongst people in the radio business, go to the mouth of the lion. In other words, you got to talk about the number one story. It used to be called water cooler conversation. Yesterday, unquestionably, it was Luke Prokop, the Edmonton area product of the Nashville Predators, who, again, I 100% believe the Edmonton Oilers were going to take in the third round, but the Predators got him four picks before Edmonton, which resulted in the Oilers working out a deal with the San Jose Sharks to trade back and pick up an extra draft choice. Yesterday, Luke Prokop came out as the first NHL contracted player to come out as gay. And we had Luke on the show. He did a massive amount of media yesterday. I know that ESPN in the States, Emily Kaplan had a wonderful story. Elliot Friedman had him on his 31 Thoughts podcast. Pierre LeBrun on both TSN and on The Athletic. I know we tweeted that story out as well. As we go into our Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings, at Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com, we had Luke tell his story. The response, I just want to point out, I didn't get a chance to get back to all of the texts. There was probably, just during the course of the Luke Prokop interview, roughly 300 plus texts in about 12 to 14 minutes of that interview. And the support for Luke, it reflects very positively on people that are, you know, for the I don't think there's any debate that we've moved to a place where we're at a better place, and encouraging people, regardless of background and preference and those sort of things, to be included. And that's the direction we're going, and that's a good thing. So into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear, Luke Prokop yesterday on Oilers Now, and coming out to his hockey peers amid stigmas that are out there.
They're good. I mean, obviously, that's one big worry is hockey and how the hockey world was going to take it. And again, you know, I kind of got to the point where there's a reason I did it now, and it's because I don't really care about what other people think. You know, I have so much support from my friends, family, and some of my teammates, even, that I have that group around me that I don't need, you know, the negative talk from other people. That obviously is going to be there. I'm not naive. You know, some people don't think it's right, but no, it's been really good, and I'm happy with everything that's going on.
All right, so it was the number one story in hockey yesterday, Brendan. Again, we talked a little about this, a little bit different. Put it this way, you weren't even born when that song that we opened up with went number one back in 1991. Those were my nightclub years when that occurred. My nightclub years landed, you know, most guys' nightclub years are about a 4 or 5 year window. Mine was about a decade, so you can interpret that any way you want. But just a thought from your perspective on the overall breadth of coverage that was on that involving Luke, and I think the courage that it took. I got to ask you this, though. You heard Al May as well, and, you know, Al's an old-school guy, and he said, you know what, his teammates are going to support him. This is going to be a real interesting player to watch in the future for the Nashville Predators, given that he has, you know, put his name out there and said who he is, and he's going to be watched closely, isn't he?
I think he is, but I think that over time he's going to be watched more closely for himself as a hockey player than a representative of the gay community, you know, because he is paving the way for others to fill, you know, in his footsteps, if you will. You know, he is not going to be the last one to come out in the NHL. He's now the first. So you talk about the courage that it took for a 19-year-old kid to be willing to just, you know, take on everything that he did yesterday in terms of the media coverage. And now, you know, he gets to step forward in his life and his career. So I'm excited to watch really how he continues, as he mentioned, Bob, growing on the ice now that he's able to do so more freely.
It's interesting. I saw Calgary play twice at the downtown community arena. When you're that close, like Cam Moon and myself, I think we're the only guys consistently at games. I saw 8 of the Oil Kings games this year. Gunther played in six of them before he went to the U18s. Sebastian Coase, and we're going to talk more about the Oilers' 19th overall pick. He started seven of those eight games. I saw Calgary play twice. Josh Prokop, for me, was the best player in both games for the Hitmen. The Hitmen had a big team, and Edmonton didn't. And the Hitmen had some toughness in their lineup. Edmonton acquired some in the offseason with a trade with the Red Deer Rebels, but they didn't have it during the course of the regular season. I thought Luke Prokop played kind of a quiet game, and as a 6'5" right shot player with some older, more experienced veteran defensemen that played a louder game, it was interesting to watch because you're kind of, you know, he's a silky sort of smooth player. I didn't see a huge amount of bite in his game, but he didn't need to have it because of the type of team the Calgary had played. Prokop was really impressive. Josh Prokop was really impressive in those games. And as I mentioned yesterday's show, and I'll give you a little bit of a tease here. Josh Prokop will be going to Bakersfield, not on an NHL deal, but with an opportunity to go to training camp with Bakersfield. The Condors last year had multiple players play on what's known as American League deals or AHL East Coast League deals, and Josh is going to have that opportunity for half a year to evaluate where he's at because he's also committed to the University of Alberta Golden Bears program with Ian Herbers as well. So it's going to be interesting to watch both those kids carrying forward here, and it would not surprise me if Luke Prokop actually ended up getting moved during the course of the season, because I think Calgary's about to encounter a little bit of a rebuild, and one team that will not be rebuilding are the Edmonton Oil Kings. They are going to have a top flight. They're going to have two guys that are going to go in the top 20 of the NHL draft this year. Yesterday, TSN's Bob McKenzie came out with his list, which is a compilation of 10 scouts from around the league, and Dylan Gunther had dropped from sort of a tie for second to six. But with the full belief, McKenzie said that anybody that sort of 2 through 6 could end up 2 through 6. I believe Gunther will go no lower than third in the NHL draft. As for Sebastian Coase, the Oilers, Craig Button did a mock draft. He had Button at 19 to Edmonton. I would suggest to you the Oilers would be incredibly lucky to get Sebastian Coase at this stage at 19. Both Ottawa and Chicago, Ottawa's got a lot of prospect goaltenders. I could see both Ottawa and Chicago drafting goalies. And you got Wallstat, the goaltender out of Sweden. And then you got Coase. They are both represented by Edmonton's Jerry Johansson, and it would not surprise me if they ended up both in the top 12 of the NHL entry draft. So we're going to have a little bit of conversation with Mark Spector coming up on that. There is a player that has fallen a little bit, and Tyler Wright gave up nothing during the course of his interview with us. And I'd kind of be interested to see where the Oilers scouts have Atu Rati. And I realize it's pronounced like Rata, but he's a guy that a lot of people thought was going to be a consensus top five pick for this draft year. He had a real tough year in Finland, did not play in the World Juniors. Sometimes in odd years, and this would be an odd year, players maybe draw. I remember when Peter Sikora dropped significantly. He was a pretty good player. If the Oilers don't get a Coase, like if he's not sitting there, either way, I think they have to consider looking at forwards with skill. Just because of the fact they got a lot of defense prospects. They don't have that same depth at forward. So I'm going to be really intrigued to see what happens. All right, it is 12:18 at Edmonton. We've got a lot of separate reports out there involving Adam Larson. And I must tell you, I, for one, do not believe that there's, quote-unquote, a deal in a drawer for Adam Larson. And the longer we go, and of course, we're basically in a freeze right now until the Seattle expansion draft. Seattle actually makes their picks or does their trades or has all that stuff in place by tomorrow, no later than the late morning. And then the NHL puts it together with Seattle later on that night. At this stage, the longer it goes, the more I become concerned about Adam Larson. Just because the more open there is to discussion, it increases to me the possibility that Adam may leave. So I'm going to throw this out there to you right now, and you can text us at 780-496-0063 on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. We know that Larson provides a specific type of thing that the Oilers' defense needs. Size, physicality, the ability to kill penalties, defense play, and leadership. If Edmonton theoretically were to if Larson were to leave the organization, and which is his prerogative, now it might be a byproduct that he's going to go to free agency, dips his toes in the water of free agency, and realizes, you know what, Edmonton's the best situation. I'm going to, you know, sign an Edmonton. That is entirely possible. Again, I do not believe that there's a verbal commitment on a deal of the drawer. And the other thing is, I'm from the school, until a deal is signed, sealed, and delivered, you don't count your chickens before they're hatched. I explained yesterday, in 2007, there were two back-to-back situations that occurred. One with Ryan Smithscamp, just before Smith was ultimately traded to the New York Islanders. I believe the perception was that there was a deal that was done, and then more money got asked for by the agency. Okay? And it may have happened more than once in the final 24 hours of that negotiation. And then we all know what happened with Michael Nylander in the summer of 2007. The Oilers believe they had a verbal commitment from Mike Gillis on July the 1st. I reported it July 2nd. I get a call from our inspector, Larry Brooks, is saying Nylander, who'd put up 79 and 83-point seasons the 2 years before with the Rangers. Larry Brooks was reporting that Nylander was going to Washington, and I remember hosting the show, Total Sports, and I didn't want to reveal my source as to who had told me that Nylander had committed here. And the next day, the Edmonton Oilers actually put out a release explaining that they believed that a commitment had been made. So, on that note, until a player is officially signed, never say never. I know people say, well, Bob, it shouldn't matter. Verbal commitment's a verbal commitment. Well, again, once bitten, twice shy. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know from you. All right, let's just say worst-case scenario. Edmonton doesn't get Adam Larson. Who do you backfill to replace that? And again, I'm not saying 100% that Larson's not coming back. I want to know what the solutions are from you. You can text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. We will take some potential calls here in the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline at 780-496-0063. They just are in the process of wrapping up the market. It's a huge success. So out at the River Cree Friday night, it was packed. The patio opened daily to all ages from the River Cree at the River Cree from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. The province is back up, Adam. So too is the River Cree Resort Casino. You can wear a mask in the building. You don't have to wear a mask in the building. They have masks for you to wear in the casino if you forgot your mask. And all of the various establishments within the context of the River Cree. So that includes Italia, Tap 25, all Fatburger, all those locations are fully open as well. The River Cree Resort Casino, excitement, bet on it. We'll probably take calls today at around 1:35. We haven't taken a lot. We'll be taking some today at 1:35. And you can text us, as I mentioned, on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter, at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob _ Stauffer, and Brendan Escott, at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. At 1:23 in Edmonton, we'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll get into the Oilers Now audio vault.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Direct work where? Check that. We're going to go to NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. This is Oilers Now.
subscribe to the Oilers Now podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
All right, 12:25 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. Our top story presented by Legacy Heating and Cooling. Get your AC today with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy heating and cooling. And again, the upcoming expansion draft tomorrow involving the Seattle Kraken. My best guess on the Oilers, I know a lot of fans think that Seattle's going to take Tyler Benson. I don't believe that to be the case. I believe the Kraken will end up taking Jujar Kara. All right, NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing Company, branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Had a good conversation with Drew Shamahorn today from Elite. And via the phone, some interesting perspectives on all things hockey. Guy that at one time was part of the ownership group of the Spruce Grove Saints, and 37 feet away in the 630 CHED main studios in the Corus building, the city's southeast side. Here's Brendan Escott.
Well, the Oilers preseason schedule is out, as you mentioned. It starts with a bang down the QE2 on Sunday, September 26th, against the Calgary Flames. Then the Seattle Kraken invade Rogers Place two nights later, September 28th. Three more home contests unfolding October 2nd, 4th, and 7th against the Jets, again with the Flames, and then the Vancouver Canucks. It has been widely discussed for a few days now. It sounds like Chris Driedger and the Seattle Kraken are closing in on a three-year deal worth about $3.5 million per season. This is the legal tampering window where Seattle can speak to any unprotected player. And the Oil Kings signing their import draft selection, Jakub Demick, to a standard player agreement. 6'4", 195-pound centerman. He was taken 47th overall in the CHL import draft, out of Slovakia, where he did represent his country at the U18 World Championship.
Yeah, he's going to play in their top nine. Again, just one thing to remember about Dylan Gunther. Could see a scenario, he played right wing last year, could see a scenario where he ends up at center this year. Logic dictates he's going to be back in the WHL. Again, I think he's going third. If Anaheim doesn't make a trade, I think the Ducks are going to take him at number three overall. Anaheim could use, they could use some skill up front. They could use a shooter, and that's what Dylan Gunther is. So we'll have to wait and see in that regard as to what ends up transpiring. Mark Spector for the horses and horse racing Alberta, live thoroughbred racing at Century Mile Friday and Sunday evening. They're back to full fan access out at Century Mile, but you can also watch and wager online at HBIBet.com. Post time again, 6:15. We will head off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, back with Sportsnet's back.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.